Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. Tuesday is for tailbacks. Greg, we talked about quarterbacks yesterday. We'll look deeper into the offense later in the week. But the running back position, I think, is one that North Carolina has some talent. Jordan Brown, Michael Carter really came on, and I believe Michael Carter gives Carolina the best splash factor at running back. But your thoughts on the position group?
Yeah, I think if you looked at last year, there were so many injuries, and then you had so many question marks with young guys having to play. So we really didn't know how good this running back group could be. And as you mentioned, Michael Carter had some splash plays. He's a guy that is very electric. He was inconsistent at times, but he expected that out of a true freshman. But now all of a sudden, Jordan Brown and Michael Carter have been through the ringer. They're veterans now, even though they're still both young guys. And so that's really a very solid 1-2 punch. I think kind of the one issue for North Carolina last year is they did not have that power back. Jonathan Sutton moved from linebacker to running back, and he kind of took over that role a bit, and he continued to improve during this offseason, and that's going to be key. But they also got Antoine Branch, who missed last season with an injury. He'll be back. He's a big kind of lumbering back type guy. And then Javonte Williams, who's a freshman that came in January. So now they've got a good mix of these quick kind of scat back type guys and the punishing type, which was lacking last year. So now you've got a good mix. But no doubt that Jordan Brown and Michael Carter are really your 1-2 punch with an offensive line. I know we'll talk about it in the coming days, but now with an offensive line that you hope is finally healthy, now maybe these guys can get some confidence and have some bigger holes to hit, and that will allow them to be more productive. As with all offenses in college football, if you can establish a running game that takes a ton of pressure off the quarterbacks, so everything kind of works together. But if you can run the ball effectively, that makes everything on offense that much easier, and that's how this team gets better.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.